Zac Brown, Mr. Worldwide. This is how you change the world. Let's ride.
Get lost with me tonight. Cruise slow motion, taste the sun as we burn one down. Get lost with me tonight.
We going high as a mother. Woo! Nothing's gonna stop us now.
Welcome back. It's 10:37 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr in for Tammy Martin this morning. If you would like a link to anything we are discussing across the panel with any of our experts, I can text it to you. Hang tight. I see a couple of those requests coming in. I promise to get to you in our text line. And that's a great place to drop your questions as well for our experts. We actually have three in the room for our next guest. So if you would like to text in, again, 850-437-1620. Serving the Gulf Coast for about 25 years, I believe that's what Brian had mentioned a second ago. Our friends from Compass Solar Energy are here. And of course, you can find them online, compasssolar.com. Michael, you are not new to the panel. You've been able to hang out with Tammy several times. So I promise that we will try to hit all the different areas that we want to discuss. I know today you also want to talk a little bit about financing, which is probably on everybody's mind that comes and sits down with you, or you come out and sit down with them at their house, I can imagine, to do an assessment. But if there's anything else that you would like to bring up and ask the guys, feel free to do so in our text line or feel free to call 850-437-1620. And reminder, yes, they are local. And thank you so much. A couple of questions here. Just hang tight. I've got people asking about the tall ship schedule, which is not about solar energy. They're going to give an update for that in our newsroom here at News Radio 92.3 here shortly. So hang tight. Have you all done the tall ships yet?
No, I have not.
No. All right. It's apparently on everybody's mind today because I don't think anybody's going outside anytime soon. Like, you're probably not doing many installments today, huh?
That's right. The crews are off today. Can't work on the roof in the rain.
Just make them work in the warehouse.
That's it.
That's right. All right. So we have Michael, we have John and Brian joining us from Compass Solar. So tell me a little bit more about each of your backgrounds, because Michael, I don't know you too well yet. Tell me a little bit more about what you do and how long you've been in solar.
Well, my official title is Chief Operating Officer.
He had to add the chief.
That's what they called me. No one calls me that. Yeah. Just say,
I'll
hey,
call you that. Okay,
hey guy,
I love
do
it.
Do this, do that. So I got into solar down in Tampa, Florida. I was living in Tampa for a while in a completely different industry. And I'd always been interested in solar and was able to take an opportunity in the solar industry in 2017. And within a couple of years, I came back home to Pensacola and took an opportunity with Compass Solar Energy. And I was blown away at how, after 2 years of being in solar, how little I knew compared to the knowledge base at Compass Solar Energy. Mm. It was shocking to me how much more professional and how much more knowledgeable everybody at Compass Solar Energy was. The leadership at Compass Solar Energy knew 100,000 times more than I knew. I was shocked at how much I didn't know from working at a different solar company.
It made you go yikes.
It made me really go yikes. It made me question a whole lot of things from my 2 years doing it, talking with customers and explaining things that only after I started working at Compass was it clear to me that might not have even been accurate. I mean, it was really something. So I was super thankful to have found an opportunity at Compass. And I can't really imagine ever representing any other solar company.
That's a big deal right there to say something like that. Did that, like, finding out so much that you didn't know and realizing that you didn't have all the knowledge kind of kick your tushy a little bit to want to go help more people and educate?
It did, very much so. It was, I'm an honest person, and so I found it very shocking to know that I was trained improperly, I was taught improperly, and I was going around misrepresenting solar, and it was nuts. It was a real shocker. So I was blown away at the leadership at Compass Solar Energy and how dedicated they were to doing the right thing.
Okay, I love that. I love that. That speaks for Compass in a huge way right there, Michael. Thank you for sharing that. I kind of want to dig a little bit deeper into just one of the biggest things that you learned, but we'll get to that in a second. So, Brian, tell me a little bit more about your position and your role with Compass.
Yeah, I've been with Compass now for coming up on 8 years. I've been in the sales department the whole time. I've known the owners of Compass for maybe 17 years. Our kids, we used to, my wife and the owner's wife are best friends. So I've been around the business for a long time. And, you know, it's the same thing. I was seeing these guys. I've seen the work truck since 2006 with the name Compass on the side of it. And we would take our kids to the water parks in Destin together. And so I would pick their brains a lot during that period, just kind of getting an idea. This was back when solar wasn't cool in this area, you know. And
wasn't hot. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. In 2005, 2006, the owner's wife was at my house one day, and she came in and said, hey, they need a new guy at Compass. One of their guys had gotten injured, and they needed someone. So I came in, and I was the only sales rep for the company for about 2 or 3 months that could actually go out and work. So, you know, I was dealing with a lot of customers between here and Panama City, and, you know, at that time, it was just us and one other company in the area. So it was a lot of good on-the-job training and getting out there and really promoting solar when not many other people were. So, but I'm the same with Michael. If I wasn't with Compass, I wouldn't work for any other company. I know too much about the other places, and I've always respected Compass's values and how what they think about the customer, our process, how we do things. You know, I think in this industry, a lot of people's frustrations come from a lack of communication, and I think Compass Solar takes a really good job of communicating with the customer. We're, you know, we keep them informed the whole way through the process, and that's the thing people need to know, that we're not all the same. The gap between one from the other is huge. And, you know, I think Compass really stands out from the others in terms of its customer service and how we, and the opportunities we provide for the customer and the knowledge we provide for them too. We really want them to be educated before they make a decision. You know, we want them to be comfortable with their decision that they make. So I respect that and I appreciate it. And I wouldn't work for anybody else because of that.
That's awesome. Yeah. I hope they're listening and they know that they are valued very much by you guys and their team. So, of course, we also have John here. And I have some more questions for Brian and Michael. But, John, tell me a little bit more about yourself as well.
Like Brian, I'm an in-home sales rep.
Okay.
So I'm actually one of the guys that goes, to the customer's home, does the solar analysis, energy bill analysis, and then we custom design the system in-home to meet the customer's needs. So I'm one of the guys that does that. I've been in the industry about 2 years, and I did not start in solar with Compass, but I'm glad I made it over here. The first company I worked for was pretty good for a while. They fell from grace, and the first time I talked to Michael when I was looking for the alternative, we hit it off. I knew it was going to be a good fit, and I'm really glad I made the switch. So Compass has been awesome. We treat our customers really good. I've never seen any company do a more thorough job than Compass does for the installs or service after the sale, so I'm pretty happy with that. And then to wrap it up, I do $1,000 referrals, just in case. Shameless plug here. I'd like to take care of your friends, family, neighbors. So anybody that you know that wants to go solar, send them to me. And if they go through to install, you get $1,000.
Okay. Well, that's be shameless in your moment, John.
I think Brian, to be fair, Brian does that too.
Look at him hang his head like that. Brian, perk up over there. We'll send you some people as well. So kind of tying that all together with, you know, your passion for the educational side, really, and probably maybe, I don't know, kind of calming people's nerves when it comes to solar and probably dealing, like you've mentioned before, solar companies move through. They want to install, they're there, and then they move out and they move to the next. They're not really there for the customer. They're not locally installing and locally staying, mm-hmm. right? So they can come back and refer. There are some, but I'm saying for the most part, like we discussed, they can kind of be wishy-washy, which can cause people to have you know, some nerves with it. So for you, Michael, I want to ask you before we talk a little bit about financing, which is really helpful too, to know that we can have that avenue and there is financing available, so you're not just, you know, overloaded with you know, the cost side. Tell me though, Michael, when you came from Tampa, which sun all the time, you'd think they would just be sun and solar. They'd know their stuff, right? What was the biggest thing that hit you that you can share that you were like, oh yeah, no, I'm going to keep going and I'm going to change solar in the panhandle?
Well, it was a few things really. One of the biggest things that I learned was that you've got to research the company. You have to, if they haven't been in business for a long time locally, then they really don't know the production value for the area because the climate's different everywhere you go. I mean, you can pull out a farmer's almanac and you can see that the climate zones are different. So they all have a different amount of usable sunlight that lasts throughout the day. So that was, you know, that's a small detail. That's something that we can go over, you know, if anybody's interested in going solar. Brian or John can sit right down and educate you. But one of the things that I noticed was net metering, for example. Not every power company pays back the same way. So there were a lot, and we see this all the time. There are a lot of people out there that are told by the solar salesperson that comes to their home that they will receive, you know, a dollar for dollar buyback on any solar that they produce. We call it overproduction. Anything more than what they need, they'll get money back from the utility. And that's just not the case. It doesn't work that way. So there's a lot to it. There's a lot of detail, and all the power companies have a different sort of buyback plan, a different net metering plan.
What?
And so it's not all the same. And so there's a lot of people that we sit with, you know, potential customers or customers that we sit with that were told by, you know, the representative that they spoke with previously from a different company that they would get, you know, 100% offset, 100% billing offset, their power bill would be eliminated. Mm. But there's no possible way for that to work with their utility company. So we have to break it down for them in a different way. So it's just the misunderstanding or the miseducation that I think it's just the lack of knowledge in general. Right. Solar got very popular and a lot of people from a lot of different industries rushed into it through one way or another, thinking that it was a lot simpler than what it really is. And so unfortunately, a lot of untrained people figuring it out as they go. We're training people without knowing what to say or what to do. Like the company that I took an opportunity with in Tampa, I had every reason to believe that they had been in business for 4 years because that's what everyone told me. Come to find out, it was only 4 months.
Oh boy!
Right. So, and I, you know, it took me a few months before I decided to dig in and do that homework because that is public record. And when I saw it, I said, oh man, I can't be here. Mm-hmm. I got to make a change anyway. So
well, good for you. That actually really does show that you have transparency and honesty. And so we appreciate that as consumers, number one, to know that a COO is being transparent and honest and willing to step away from something that is not serving their moral standards or serving people in the way that they say they're supposed to. So I appreciate that. And a part of that, So Brian and John, you also like have to go through the educational process as well and fill your all your knowledge up with what's going on with solar and understanding everything that obviously Michael has learned and brought into the team at Compass. So with that and then walking a customer through, I want to talk a little bit about financing. I know that's something you mentioned before, so I don't want to lose an opportunity to bring that up with y'all. But I want to give an opportunity to our listener who's just tuning in right now and going, what is she talking about? Well, I'm Jenna Barr in for Tammy Martin this morning. We're sitting down here on the Pensacola Expert Panel with our friends from Compass Solar. You can find them online, compasssolar.com. That's Compass Solar Energy, located here in the Panhandle, serving the Panhandle and the Gulf Coast for about 25 years. And they know the area and they know your home. Like Michael mentioned, they know the utility companies. They know what works and what doesn't, what will work for you. And they're here to serve you and help you, you know, get that maximum solar energy that you really desire. So if it's something you're interested in, you would like to text in and ask for any information, or maybe you're interested in that $1,000 referral, maybe I can get John's number so I can text it to you right here. Look, he's working over there. 850-437-1620 is the number here at newsradio923.com. But the best way to contact Compass Solar, I want to ask you, Michael, can we just contact you guys online? Is there a best number, a contact?
The best phone number is our main office number. It's 850-439-0035. That's 850-439-0035. Or feel free to email us at info@compasssolar.com. If you were installed by a different solar company and you can't get a hold of them, or they're not servicing you, you can reach us at service@compasssolar.com. We can run a diagnostic for you. We could take over your system. We can help you in any way at all.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. So if you've been left in the lurch, they're here for you. We don't want that.
It's a huge investment. It's a long-term investment, and we're in it for the long haul.
Yeah. And then just getting you started with that process, though. So I want to talk a little bit about that financing. So just kind of stepping into that initial sit down, I can imagine you go out to one of your clients' homes, right? So that homeowner is asking you questions like, will this work, and where will we position them, and how that kind of, you know, finagles into the plan. And then they're like, okay, this sounds really great, and you know, how will this impact me in the long run? We figured out which utility companies work with you, right? We've got all those nuts and bolts in there. But then we talk about the next thing, which is probably the biggest thing for people, is the financial part, which can be scary and sometimes burdensome. So how do you walk through, and I'll ask you both to kind of like tag team on this, John and Brian. So how do you walk through those financial questions?
Yeah. You know, in this today's world, we live in kind of a volatile financial climate. So, you know, we still have many customers who want to go the cash route, but some people want to hold on to their money. And so I like to present several financing options for the customer. You know, you can do different interest rates. You can do different loan terms, 25, 20, 15-year loan terms, to really make it fit within their budget. And so we try to be very transparent with it. A lot of people sometimes will steer you into one direction. We want to lay it out for you, and you can sit down and speak with your spouse or whoever and kind of look at, okay, this payment fits within our budget, or is your idea, you know, are you planning to pay the loan off sooner than later? You know, so you can either look at it, yeah, this is our long-term home. We're going to be here for a long time. So the lower monthly payment fits within our option. But yeah, I think in today's political and financial environment, it's good to give them several options. And so
it all comes together. Trust me.
Yeah, there's same as cash financing options. And those are today, this year, that has been probably a very popular option. Interest rates a little higher, but the monthly payment, and when you're looking at the overall cost of it, what you're saving, it's a great option. I think my last five or six clients have gone that route. They're okay. You know, we've gotten spoiled with the interest rates over the years, and so what seems like a high interest rate today really isn't that bad. And so I think once people kind of grasp that okay, this is really a good way to go, and we want to pay this thing off in 5 or 6 years and then really enjoy the benefits of free energy. So yeah, we're giving them a lot of options to kind of delve into, not just trying to give them one and say that's it, that's all you get to look at.
Yeah. So is there like an approval process? How does that kind of work with going through? Similar to like buying a car?
No, it's unbelievably easy, actually. That's why the bank that we've been using is, I've promoted them for a long time, just because the process is so simple. It literally takes maybe 2 minutes to get approved.
Whoa.
Yeah. I think the criteria is about a 640 or higher credit score, usually. And once you're approved for any of the rates, the lowest rate to the highest rate. And so, yeah, it takes about 2 minutes to get approved, and then the loan document signing, maybe another 5 minutes. I mean, it's unbelievably simple. So, yeah, I've been very happy with the bank, and
that's amazing.
So it's easy.
And so, I'd have to ask just real quick, do you work with like one particular bank? Is it here locally? Is it a national bank? How does that kind of work?
It's Sunlight Financial is the bank we've been using. And I think, I don't know if I'd call them a broker. You know, they kind of, they take, they get your approval, and usually I think they find like a credit union that's near to the area that you're, at the end, that's who you're using through. But you go through them initially to get the approval.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. And I can imagine, like, Michael, going back to what you said at the beginning, kind of circling back around before we wrap up, is that reputation is key. I kind of get that sense with Compass Solar. So I'm sure y'all have done your homework with anybody that you're going through with financing to make sure that they're reputable and dependable as well when it comes to customers and serving them. Especially like you mentioned, Brian, we are in weird times. I mean, we're always in weird times, right? Yeah, like, look at us. We live in 2023. And so you go, okay, where are we going to go next? What's going to happen when we wake up on Friday morning with the stock market or whatever? And so knowing that you do have a local solar company that's saying, okay, we want to continue to serve our clients with the solar energy that they desire, and like you mentioned, has been around for years, and so have we, and we want to continue with that. So having that reliability when it comes to the financial side is important as well. So I really appreciate that. And if, again, if they'd like to contact with sales and asking for more questions, the best number is the 439 number.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if we give out cell phones here or not, but yeah, they can call the office and ask for Brian, John, or any of our sales reps.
Sure.
And I was going to say, one of the things I think that we strive for at Compass too is that the numbers have to make sense for the customer. You know, we want, either it does or it doesn't. And not every home's a good solar client, you know, so we want to go out there and look at it and present it to them. And if we're okay with them saying no, if it doesn't work out and, you know, it doesn't make sense to them, that's okay. You know, cause it's, if they're not comfortable with it, we're not either. And, you know, we want happy customers. I mean, it's good for us, it's good for them. And so, you know, we're not going to be there to high pressure them into signing on the dotted line. They have to feel like it's the right thing for them. So
I love it. That's a great way to wrap up with our friends from Compass Solar. Find them online today, compasssolar.com. Let me thank them one more time, Michael, Brian, and John, for joining me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.